Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngibonge uThandono Kawande obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalivuka njani izulu kandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlazi ku-10 zibandlela 2023 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kubotshwa obefuna ukuhambisa imithethwandaba udaba lokudwetshwa kutsha kwemingcwele yokuvota i-delimitation esithi ngoba amakhomishina ezek awavumelananga lokudwetshwa okwenziwayo. UZulu usola ukuncitshwa ithuba lokusakaza kuFacebook ukuthethwa kwecala likamsekeli kamgcini isihlalo webandla le-CCC uMnumzana Job Sikhala enkundleni zokuxhumana.
Kungaba into enganceda or elungileyo kakhulu if i-government inyanisile ukubana icala leli is not political but kule cala letheswe uSikhala.
Abavela eZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa bathi kuyadanisa ukubhubha kwabanye babo abane ngolwesihlanu abakade besemba imigodi ngokungekho emthethweni esabelweni seLimpopo.
Inkinga enkulu kakhulu sisilapha ngaseSouth Africa ukuthi abantu bafa insuku zonke illegal mining.
Kambe umkhakha omutsha ogciwane le-coronavirus othiwa usabalala kalula ungabangela na ukuvalwa kwamazwe ngohlelo lwe-lockdown?
Yes, besidlulile ngesikhathi but ngokuphila besingakadluli ngoba umonakalo ube mningi kakhulu odaleke ngale COVID edlulile. So kulokhu nxa kusabuya eyinyanga phezu kwayo futhi ukuphila kuyaba lukhuni kakhulu.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Obefuna ukuhambisa imithethwandaba udaba lokuphikisa ukudwetshwa kutsha kwemingcele yokuvota i-delimitation uMnumzana Tonderai Chidawa ubikwa ebotshiwe izolo. UChidawa uthi ngenjongo njengoba amakhomishina ezek ayisikhombisa engasayinanga ugwalo lwe-delimitation evumelana lomgcini isihlalo unkosikazi Priscilla Chigumba kumele lolu hlelo lungamukelwa. UChidawa wethule umlayezo we-WhatsApp ngesonto esithi kulabantu abamlandelayo abacathangelwa ukuthi ngama-CIO. Ibandla le-ZANU-PF kutsho iphephandaba lobulembu elezim live. Igqwetha likaChidawa uMnumzana Lovemore Maduku uthi ubotshwe izolo ekuseni. Leli phephandaba lithi ama-CIO abikwa esebenzisane lamapholisa kwele South Africa ekulondeni omunye njalo umlandeli webandla le-ZANU-PF eJohannesburg uMnumzana Max Mapungu kodwa abamtholanga. UMapungu nguye owafaka isicelo emthethwandaba nyakenye esokuthi umkhokheli wabehluli uChief Justice Luke Malaba engazaxotshwa umsebenzi lanxa esenelise iminyaka yokuthi ayephumula. Lokhu sikudaba olufanayo uZulu usola ukuncitshwa ithuba lokusakaza ukuthethwa kwecala likamsekeli kamgcini isihlalo webandla le-CCC uMnumzana Job Sikhala enkundleni zokuxhumana. USikhala oyetheswa icala lokuphehla uDlakela wafaka isicelo lesi emthethwandaba ngeviki edluleyo esithi abantu besigaba sakhe abangenelisi ukuza emthethwandaba kunye labahlala phandle kwelizwe bayafuna ukubona ukuthi leli cala lithoniswa njani. USikhala obengekho emthethwandaba ngoba ubikwa egula umkhuhlane ucatshangelwa ukuthi ungaba imvukuzane ubengekho emthethwandaba. Nxa kungela akufihlayo uhulumende engaba evimbelani ukuthathwa kwemfanekiso yevidiyo eyemthethwandaba. Lo ngumbuzo esuqondise ungcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe uMnumzana Dan Moyo.
Ngokubona kwami isicelo sika Job Scala ukuba icala lakhe imali thoniswa enkantolo li broadcast livele kuba ebantwini jikelele bekungaba into enganceda oyelungileyo kakhulu if igovernment inyanisile kubana icala leli is not political but kule cala letheswe uScala and therefore if bebengayiveza abantu abaningi bebezoku-understand into ekhulunywa ngukhulumende ukuthi icala leli alikho political and so if bebe-serious ngakho ngabe bavumile. On the other hand naye uScala I think yena ufuna nje unless uma kuthi ama-arguments ayenziwa ngamaloya akhe atshengisa ukubana li-political then laye ubezosizakala lapho kodwa angeke sazi-ke ukuthi njengoba uhulumende eyalile ukubroadcasta ukuthethwa kwecala leli ngeke sazi ukuthi i-outcome yakhona ibizo kanjani but ngombono wami ibizoxazulula into eziningi on both sides since i-government isithi yona icala leli alikho political and uScala yena lamagqwetha akhe esithi li-political
khona ukuthi wonke amacala ayabe ethethwa engaphiwa ithuba elifanayo lokuthi intatheli zindaba zingene labo mabona kude ukwenzela ukuthi kuphume ebulenjini ubona kungaba into engaba efanele na ukuthi yenzakale elizweni
mina ngiyakholelwa ukuthi i-transparency iqhakathekile kakhulu especially kwelakithi eleZimbabwe ngoba esikhathini esiningi abantu bathi amajaji ngabantu abangelaqiniso engingathi aba one side ababiased to iZANU-PF lohulumende so ma kungenzeka ukuthi intatheli zendaba zivunyelwe lokuthi amacala la abonwe ngabantu bonke then I think kuzoba le transparency kube clear ukuthi ama-judgment ayenziwa ngama-judge lawa awekho partisan ukusho ukuthi ngezinye indlela balandela umthetho hayi izifiso zephathi ebusayo ngaleso sikhathi njengamanje singathi iZANU-PF ngoba abantu abaningi bathi amajaji are-captured yiZANU-PF so I think ma bengavumela ukuthi amacala depending I guess ngokuthi icala lakhona lile-interest enganani esizweni I think kungaba yinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi kube le-transparency enjalo
Hello ke ngumnumzana Dan Moyo ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseVirginia ngapha kweMelika Abavela eZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa bathi kuyadanisa ukubhubha kwabanye babo abane ngolwesihlanu abakade besebenza ukwemba imigodi esigabeni seLimpopo kulelo lizwe ngokungekho emthethweni. Amapholisa eSouth Africa abikwa esithi abanye abafele kungozi efanayo ngabathathu abavela eMozambique kanye loyedwa owelizweni labo ngemva kokuba umgodi abakade besebenza kuwo ubadilikele kulandela ukuna kwezulu eliningi ngolwesihlanu olwedluleyo. Umnumzana Butholezwe Nyathi ongumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Migrant Workers Association in South Africa uxoxa losithandekile mhlanga we-Studio 7 ngalolu daba kanye lesimo sabanye abasebenza ngokungekho emthethweni kwele South Africa.
Inkinga enkulu kakhulu sisilapha ngase South Africa ukuthi abantu bafa insuku zonke illegal mining kube sokuba khona abantu bafa ezingozini ezifana lokuthi abantu bayabulalana abantu batholakala befile kugcine kungasaziwa kuhle kahle laba bantu bakuphi thina esikutshela abantu siyinhlanganiso ukuthi uyazi kulusizi kakhulu ngoba izihlobo ziyobe zicabanga ukuthi umuntu saphila eSouth Africa kanti umuntu sowafa wangcwatshwa kuthuna elingaziwa ngumuntu ngitsho nasezibhedlela uthole ukuthi umuntu uma engatshona bengakwazi ukuthi izihlobo zakhe zikuphi bamthatha bemngcwabe bemenze lokho kubizwa yethu i-purpose burial. So siyinhlanganiso sihlala sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi kubalulekileke ukuthi sibambane, sisebenze ndawonye, sazane, sikhone njalo ukuthi uma kusenzeka ukuthi umuntu usuke watshona lapha engela zihlobo zakhe, sibe nendlela zokuthi sazise izihlobo zakhe, siphinde sihlanganise amakhanda nezandla, sikhone ukuthi sithumele umzimba ekhaya ukwenzela ukuthi izihlobo zithole ukuthula.
Sesikhangela lezinye nje izisebenzi jikelele, impilo isinjani, ngoba sibona ukuthi incwadi lezo ezibanika imvume yokuthi basebenze ngokusemthethweni kwele South Africa ezama permits seziza kuma ukusebenza.
Indaba zama papers sizibuhlungu kakhulu, ngoba into enziwe yi South Africa ukuthi yenza ukuthi abantu aba legal nabantu aba illegal bekhona ukuthi beqondise izinto zabo, belungise, bethola amaphepha. Manje seyiphinda ibisela abantu kulokho esikubiza sithi kuba illegal okungabi semthethweni. Yinto nje nathi sizwisa ubuhlungu izinhlanganiso, ngoba sasikhona ngo-2009 ma kunegotiatelwa la ma-permits, ma eqala ngo-2010 sasikhona sincedisa abantu ukuthi bekhone ukuthi be-apply lelawo ma-permit, nalapho erenewa ngo-2014 nango-2017 sikhona abantu ezasibancedisa abakhona database yethu. Kodwa thina siyinhlanganiso ngomnyaka opheleleyo ngeyi-10 zikaNovemba sayenza i-conference lapho sasi-invite khona u-acting deputy director general we Home Affairs or in charge of immigration national la South Africa. Weza, unfortunately, akazange wasakhuluma ngoba wathi le ndaba ise court. Kodwa into eyayisilethe kakhulu ukuthi sibazise ukuthi thina siya understand ukuthi iSouth Africa seyifike ku stage yokuthi ithona ayisoze iphinde renewal ama permits. Ngakho besicela ukuthi besinikeze ithuba lokuthi siziqoqe senze lokho esikubiza as voluntary repatriation, lapho abantu abazikhethela khona ukuthi bona abafuna ukuthi bebotshwe lapha beyenze lokho okuthiwa i-deportation. Ngoba esikubonayo ukuthi amapholisa ayalungiselela, siyabona bahamba ne-Home Affairs, bahamba ne-traffic, lawo esiwabiza sithi ngama-metro, bahamba i-SAPS, bayabopha abantu noma nje kungakabi clear ukuthi mabe babopha babasa kuphi, kodwa abantu bayabotshwa, bayenza le ama-roadblocks akubizwa kuthiwe ukaye mulawo. Abantu abaningi bayabotshwa kakhulu lapho. So siyakhuthaza kakhulu ke ukuthi abantu bezame ukuthi sihlanganise amakhanda, sibone ukuthi singenza kanjani ukuthi singagcinise sesidiphothwa umuntu echiye property yakhe, echiye izihlobo zakhe, echiye abantwana. Abanye bayabotshwa bengomama, bechiye abantwana ezindlini. So it would be something that is not favorable for people ukuthi begcine sebebotshwa estradeni. Kufanele ukuthi abantu bethi bebe proactive, bekhona ukuthi belungiselele before isikhathi leso sifika.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Butho Lezwe Nyathi, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Migrant Workers Association in South Africa, obeqoqa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg. Imbiko ethi uhlobo olutsha olwe coronavirus oluthiwa yi-XBB 1.5 lumemetheka ngesiqubo esikhulu okwedlula imikhakha yonke yaleli gciwane esike yabonakala usuthiye uzulu ethukile esesabela ukuvalwa kwamabhizimusi okungachabalalisa imisebenzi lenhlelo zokuziphilisa. Okuningi asikuzweni kuThuso Khumalo esiphalo ludaba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa, lapho osokutholakale khona umkhakha lo omutsha owe-coronavirus.
Ngokutsho kombiko owethulwe kukhasi le-Twitter inhloko yenhlanganiso ye-Stellenbosch University Network for Genomic Surveillance in South Africa, umnumzana Tulio D. Oliveira, i-XBB.1.5 variant ememetheka okwelangabi isingenile eMzansi. Umnumzana Oliveira uthe itholakala egazini abalihlole mhlaka 27 Mpalakazi. Ngokutsho kwenhlanganiso ezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele, e-World Health Organization, i-XXBB 3.1.5 lohlobo lo COVID-19 olumemetheka okwedlule yonke imihlobo esike yabakhona. Okwakhathesi akwabi khona umehluko omkhulu osuthe wabonakala phakathi kwemikhuhlane lezimva ezibangelwa yi-XBB.1.5 xa uqathaniswa lezinye ezibekhona. Lesi simemezelo sesitshiye ukukhathazeka kuningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa abasanda kubuyela emisebenzini bevele ekhaya lapho abadle khona ikhisimusi lomnyaka omutsha lesihlobo labangane. Isizalo seZimbabwe umnumzana Jonathan Mbezi uthi besabela ukuthi nxa kungabuye kuvalwe uhamba lamabhizimusi imisetshenzana asebeselelayo izaphela du.
Kuzoba nzima ebantwini ngoba sibe sesingani sibanconywana sesihluma kancane imisebenzi ngathi bisingani iyavule eminye kodwa masokunje sokuzoyenza again ukuthi abantu sibe ne kube nalezi zinto zokuthi eminye imisebenzi kuyavalwa kwenzwani abantu simise imisebenzi.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Khuleka Ntube.
Kuyethusa kakhulu lokho esikuzwayo ngoba yes besidlulile ngesikhathi but ngokuphila besingakadluli ngoba umonakalo ube mningi kakhulu odaleke ngale COVID edlulile. So kulokhu nxa kusabuya eyinyanga phezu kwayo kusho ukuthi ukuphila kuyaba lukhuni kakhulu ngoba amakhampani amaningi avalile ngalo mkhuhlane oqala imisebenzi eminingi yabaphelela abantu. So makusiza okunye okungaphezu kwalokho kusho ukuthi idamage yakho liba nkulu kakhulu.
Abanye bathi njengoba iningi labeZimbabwe kungabantu abasebenzayo ikakhulu abathengisa ezidaladeni lemisikeni bangathola amagabha avuzayo nxa kungethulwa imigoqo eyabakhona ngo-2020. Kusenjalo ugatsha lwezempilakahle kule South Africa selugxwayise abangakahlaba amajekiseni okuvikela ikorona ukuthi benze njalo ngesikhathi kusadingisiswa okuningi ngegciwane le-XBB.1.5. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-South African Medical Association uDokotela Mvuyisi Mzukwa uthi okwakhathesi akukho okufuze kwethuse umphakathi ngalolu hlobo lwe-COVID-19.
Esingakwenza kuphela ukuthi siqaphele sizivikele ngoba uzolwazi baphakathi kokucwaninga ngaleli gciwane. Okuthebisayo ukuthi alikabi nembali yokulalisa abantu abaningi ezibhedlela.
Ngesikhathi kuhlasela i-coronavirus ngo-2020 iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe abasebenza endaweni zokudlela ezokwakha lokuthengisa ezitaladeni balahlekelwa imisebenzi njengoba konke kwavalwa impilo yama khwimelele. Kodwa-ke kusukela kwesulwe yonke imigoqo yokwenqabela i-coronavirus ekuqaleni komnyaka ophelileyo iningi lemisebenzi ibisihlumile njalo. Okwakhathesi i-XBB.1.5 isitholakala emazweni angamachumi amabili lasitshiyagalombili 28. Ministro 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngimuthuso Khumalo.
Okwamanje ke sikhangele iziphuthumayo ezivela kumaphephandaba atshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leHerald lilodaba lokuthi umholi wabehluli uChief Justice Malaba usekhuze amagqwetha ukuthi angalobi enkundleni zokuxhumana esola izinqumo eziyabe zithethwe imthethwandaba. Iphephandaba leChronicle lilodaba lokuthi abatshayeli bakobulawayo bakhonona ngokungagecwa kotshani osebusenza kube yingozi ukutshayela izimota ngoba bevinjwa lutshani osebubude kakhulu. Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani, sanibonani bantu bakaStudio 7. Ayi ngikhuluma noMzingayo okhuluma useJoburg. Ey, ongani nami ngazizwa ngikhuluma ngapha ngaseVoice of America. So into engichaza engifuna ukuyisho okokuqala ngifuna ukuthi ayi siyabonge MRP ngokusidudulela bonke amatisha sesishoni namamisa sesishonini. Sibonge lokwabo mdende yonke MRP. Mina tengwesisisi ngishiyile into zesisisi namhlanje ngizengahala ngibona i-MRP idudula. Ayikho iphathi esike yakwenza konke lokho i-MRP. Abantu bahlezi bethi i-MRP, i-MRP, i-MRP. Hayi cha, i-MRP ikhulunywa liyathanda lithanda lizogcina liyimamela. Yabona ngento yabo nxa beyenza bazimisele. So bafethu asekeleni ukwesihlukumeza abadala bethu emoyeni, especially lentanga le encane le kakhulu egcwele kubosisisi. Abadala bethu sasibona kuma-social media bekhuluma ngokuthi bahlukumezeka kanjani esikhathi segugurawuni. thina siyibonakala sisada lele namhlanje sandela into zasesitshoneni bafuthi into zabo uchamisa ubaba babo ngathola leso sikhathi ibona ababulala abadala bethu hayi cha bafethu asesizinobe namakhwapha ongani namaphoyisa namanensi ngachithwa nje uyinto nje engingumuntu wasesitshoneni ngapha esebele imxoshe mdende le ishone khona lethathwa ngokwakhe hayi ngiyaxolisa abantu besisisi hayi bhabhayi mna ngisuka ngapho mna ngilindebele so ngishiya khona lapho ngisafuna ukukhuluma kakhulu bhabhayi
ibonani kustudio 7 linjani lonke ngiyalibingelela libingelelwa ngunyathi indoda yamadoda ngilapha egwanda mina ngithanda ukuphawula ngendaba le yokushawa kwamalunga wethu lapha e-Triple C ngapho endaweni lapha achawe khona ilezi imigulukudi yezanu izanu PF vela ngeke iphinde kustophe lokhu kutshaya ngoba they discovered ukuthi thina njengabantu abashaywayo i-opposition singamagwala uma sishawa sishawa ngabantu abangu-3 siyabaleka siyi-50 sishawa ngamapholisa ayi-5 siyabaleka siyi-100 so they discovered i-weakness yethu so they will count on that until beze bebona ukuthi no basisuthisile induku sibili so ngiyalicela abantu angikhuthazi i-violence kodwa ngiyakhuthaza abantu bonke abe-opposition ukuthi if umuntu wezanu esiqala singabaleki let's fight back ngoba le mpi asompi encane asompi ongayithathela phansi uphume ngesiqubu baleke uchiye osoweni bebulawa ngemuva labo hamba labo hayi asimeni njengamadoda ikakhulu amadoda asiprotecten omama asiprotecten omama ugogo bethu bechawa izanu yabonga
sabonani bantu baku studio 7 lo khuluma yong anakhondani khuluma ngise South Africa eJohannesburg ngifuna ukuxwayisa abantu bakomthwakazi abagijima ngamaphati MDCT ezanu PF e-Triple C bantu bakomthwakazi nonke bantu bakomthwakazi akula shona elingavotela indebele bantu bakomthwakazi vulani amehlo livule ingqondo akula shona elingavotela iparty esemathebheleleni kodwa lina ligijima phansi phezulu lize nqamuke izinyawo lisithi umfana kangene izanu PF phambili i-MDCT phambili kanti langenwa yini bantu bakomthwakazi lina eselithengisa isizwe sakomthwakazi ligijima nge-CCC ligijima nge-MDCT ligijima ngezanu PF kwehlula abelungu abelungu abangeke beze bevotele iparty engasiyo umuntu omhlophe bazovotela iparty yabo eyomlungu kodwa thina sigijima ngamaparty ePumalanga sisithi sifuna ukubavotela kanti lingenwe yini kanti owaliloya umbani kanti bantu bakomthwakazi nonke eligijima lisiya emaphathini emashoneni ngubani owaliloyayo ongasekho emhlabeni ingabe ukhona engabe uyalizwela kumbe yikudla kumbe imali kumbe kufuna ukuthandwa angazi ukuthi lingenwe yini ayisono ngabantu bakomthwakazi abagijima emaphathini vulani indlela
njani studio 7 yaphila ayi nalisaphila nami ngithange ngibeke umbono la studio 7 ngiyadlalela kakhulu inews zakho studio 7 hayi ziyezwakala ngibe sengibe ngixekela ingxaka khona ngoba le nto esikukhulunywa ngumalaba kubukeka into eyenziwa yizano PF abesegxeka amaqembu aphikisayo ekubeni yona le nto yenziwa yizano PF kuthi amaqembu aphikisayo wayenza udlame kanti kubeni lwenziwa yizano PF akafuni ukusho ngoba vele kwayena vele naye uma nezano so yingakho ngithi mina hayi yabona-ke laba bathi futhi balwa ne-corruption uhulumende alwe ne-corruption umuphi uhulumende umelane layiphi i-corruption ngoba i-corruption yenziwa uye lo hulumende uye oyenza i-corruption lo hulumende ose-ophethe manje uma bethi bona kumele balwe ne-corruption basuke bekhomba bani ukuthi umuphi uhulumende umelane layiphi i-corruption ngoba uhulumende uye oyenzayo le-corruption isemthethweni futhi ngiyayizana PF le-corruption bahlukane abantu nokuqondisa kufanele baqondise ulimi lokuthi umuphi uhulumende kumele alwe ne-corruption ngoba i-corruption yenziwa izano PF ugovernment lo phethe amaphoyisa ngawakhe amasosha ngawakhe iy'nkantolo ngezakhe amajele ngawakhe konke ngokwakhe akafuni ukuphikiswa ubambe ngazo zonke manje ubazodi i-corruption i-country bulawa i-corruption i-country bulawa umbuso lo phethe manje ngakhishwa lo mbuso usophethe manje yiko la ngathi ukukhishwa ni corruption. Fanele abantu bayeke nje ukukhuluma into engazwakali, bakhuluma ulimi oqondile.
Studio 7, Studio 7, sibonani linjani linjani kuzindawo zonke nokubona emhlaba kune siyaphila. Sicela silazi badala, siyacela ukuthi nike liswe laba bantu bakithi simpinda kogawo obaba ogawulo uthi hayi sisikhathele, sisikhathele ngabo ukuthi bebe bekhuluma amanga. Bebe bekhuluma amanga ewumuntu omdala, amanga asuke emsendawo engavikile amashona ayamusha, sesimoshele into eziningi. Amani years evotelwa engasenzeki lutho. Amani years engajabuliswa yichange leyo abamnikeza yona, engajabuliswa yichange leyo abamnikeza lethina singabantu besimpi esimoshakalelo. Asiyithandi leyo babagawule, siqeda uzame ukuthi uzame ukuzinika amakhwapha obuntu omdala. Ukhulile kakhulu nasibancane kulawo, cela ukuthi lokhu okuthiwe okukhulumayo hayi asikuthandi thina. Cetha ukuzame ukuzilungisisa ekuphileni. Ujabuliswa yini usibona uma ubona abantu bemagebheneni behlupheka? Ujabuliswa yini into ekujabulisayo wena kahle kahle umuntu omdala ungaujabuliswa yini? Uma abantu bemagebheneni bebulawa, ujabuliswa yini wena uwumuntu omdala ongako? Yini into ekujabulisayo? Utholani yikho lokho? Utholani wena wedwa ukwazi lokhu ukutholani uwumuntu omdala ongako? Hayi babagawuli, ngicela ukuthi usibone lathi singabantu, singabantu lathi njengawe. Yaukele ukuthi singabantu njengawe, ingakusapoti into embi, into embi imbi.
Lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwezemelika, umongameli Joe Biden usesole ukungenwa ngamandla okwenziwe edale le-Supreme Court lezinye izakhiwo zakwele Brazil ngabasekeli bakalowo owayeke waba ngumongameli walelo lizwe, umnumzana Jair Bolsonaro, besithi bekulokuqilibezela kukhetho. UBiden uthi kumele kulandelwe umthetho. Uwanqoba kulolu khetho umnumzana Lula da Silva ugcotshwe ngeviki edluleyo. Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi okwenzakale eBrazil kufana xathu lokwenzakala kwele Melika nyakenye. Abalandeli bakamnumzana Donald Trump baze bangene ngenkani esigodlweni seCapitol Hill. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba siqoqele olandela izombusazwe weMelika umnumzana Tim Muringai.
Into eyenzakaleyo eBrazil lapha lathi siyayisola ngoba ma abantu bevota bavotela umuntu abamthandayo, and ma iyimajority kungela ukuqilana, kungela ama-complaints amaningi during the ballot counting lani. Kumele abantu babe loku-accept the results even iqembu lakho lingadliwa. Kufanana le mpilo zethu every day, asinqobi every day in everything that we are doing. Sometimes we win, sometimes siyadliwa. So hayi, ngisho abantu baka Bolsonaro odliweyo kade sebe bangumsindo babe lodlame khona ngale Brazil, hayi sithi hayi abayehlisa umoya. I-election siyaphela kathesi, sokumele balandele i-constitution yabo ye-Brazil, babe lo mongameli wabo olula lo winileyo for the next 4 or 5 years. So khonapho sithi hayi abantu be-Brazil abayehlisa umoya. Then umongameli uBiden usole khonokho ukuthi abantu bangadliwa sokufuna udlakema. Hayi, asifuni khonokho anyway in the world. Kulomthetho emele ilandelwe lapho esihlala khona, lapho esisebenza khona, lezindlu zethu obaba lomama babe lomthetho ukuthi vele ma lokho kungavunyezwa, then we follow that. Okwakathesi lokho esikubonayo, hayi lathi siyathi abayiyeke leyo behavior.
Nxa ukhangele umongameli Joe Biden wenelisa na ukwenza lokho okuthiwa yi-foreign policy, ubudlelwano lamanye amazwe, uyakwenelisa yini nxa umkhangele uBiden?
Mbona i-foreign policy kamongameli welizwe uBiden ukuthi yela uyazama, ngoba engena ehofisini for the first 2 years kwakule nkinga ze-COVID le infrastructure development ya America. So konoko kwa kutati skate sinengu kuti alungi si. Ngoba sasi kwa kuti lapana sa buchelo ngabantu abayi over 300,000 ya America ngenda baze COVID. So konoko kwa kukakategile. Lokuthi abantu bebe lokuhlala kahle lama instant ama izimali babezinikwa ukuthi laba kwanti kuthenga ukudla ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi izinto zonke zazivaliwe ngaleso sikhathi.
Siyabonga mnumzana Tim Muringai ngolandela ke ezombusazo welemelika ubexoxa ecingweni le studio 7 ese Ohio ngapha kwelemelika esigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama lami ngu Chris Gande ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye kumbe ngo half past 7 ntambama.